Let's turn to the Metro PCS hotline where we have Dolphins.com calling us, Andy Cohen.
Andy, we have a new addition to this Miami Dolphin family, and I think a lot of people were getting very antsy about the general manager position. We finally hired a general manager with Dennis Hickey, and he spent 18 years up in Tampa Bay going through that organization. What do you think about this hire?
Well, I'm not really concerned about what he has done in the past as much as I am of what he's going to do in the future. I will judge him the same way I judge Jeff Ireland. Is he making smart moves for this team? Is he drafting the right players? Is he signing the right free agents? Is he letting the free agents that need to go, that are currently on the Dolphins, go? You know, this is a bottom line world, and it's so easy to gauge and judge and determine the quality of a general manager. And I'm glad they hired someone. I'm glad he's at work. I know that he's done some good things in the past. I know that he's been an assistant for 18 years. But the way I look at it, it's from this day forward for him. And I'm going to judge him based on the decisions he makes. And there's a lot of decisions to make. There's a lot of areas on this team that need deciphering, that need talent upgrades. This roster is very, very fluid now. So I'm glad they hired him. I'm not going to pass judgment until he starts making moves. And really, we won't have long to wait. The draft is in May. Free agency starts before then. You know, you're going to see him putting together his resume as general manager of the Dolphins very, very quickly. And that's how I'm going to judge him. I'm going to strictly judge him on what he does for this football team, and if he can accomplish some things that the previous general manager couldn't.
Chatting with Dolphins.com columnist Andy Cohen. Last one for you, Andy. We didn't get a chance to get your take on the new offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor. I believe that this is going to be good for a young quarterback in Ryan Tannehill. I think that this is going to enlighten what the Miami Dolphins can do as an offense, because 1 year in Philadelphia with that type of offense and getting a young quarterback to really protect the football and throw 27 touchdowns and only two interceptions coming off the bench, this should... I would think Ryan Tannehill would be so excited to learn more offense and get a different look, an outlook from an offensive coordinator, maybe a different voice in that room for a young guy.
John, I agree with you very much. I think it was very important that they hired a quarterback-friendly offensive coordinator. And I'm not saying that all offensive coordinators aren't quarterback-friendly, but I'm talking about a guy that knows the position, a guy that played the position, guy that can teach the position. I think it's very, very important in Tannehill's career that he has the type of expertise and guidance that somebody like this offensive coordinator can give him. And I was very, very encouraged that they made the decision to hire a former quarterback, somebody who's been a quarterback coach, somebody who has a track record helping young quarterbacks improve. And, you know, we've got a quarterback entering his third season. He's done some good things. He's lacked the consistency that all of us is looking for. I'm really anxious to see how the relationship evolves between this offensive coordinator and Ryan Tannehill and see how much of a difference he can make in his career.
Yeah, hoping that Bill Lazor, the new offensive coordinator, Andy, will be able to elevate Ryan Tannehill, get those weapons around him, and hopefully score more points. That's what the Miami Dolphins need to do in 2014. Get off of that 18-19 mark and get into the mid-20s. That should equal some more W's. Andy, how about that Super Bowl? A little bit different than people expected, because it wasn't even close right from the first play when the snap went over Peyton Manning's head, and it got worse for the Denver Broncos from there.
Yeah, it was one of the most impressive performances I've seen by a Super Bowl team in a long, long time. Seattle's defense is obviously the real deal, and there was nothing Denver could do to move the ball consistently, and it was clear early on. You know, a lot of games you get indications early on, and this was one of those games. It was clear early on that Seattle was the best team, and it's certainly a strike in the favor of the old guard that the number one defense can win the Super Bowl and dominate the way it did against the number one offense in the league.
You know, Andy, that was one of the most amazing things in watching the football game, because after the kick return to open up the second half, it was over. I mean, it might have been over after the interception return, but that certainly closed the deal. I just thought that Seattle did a great job of taking away time and space from the Denver Broncos. They took away time, obviously, on the outside with their cornerbacks because they were locking up Denver's wide receivers to really know where to run the routes on the outside, and then space in the pocket. When just the way they attacked Peyton Manning, he never really felt comfortable. There was so much clutter in the pocket that he really didn't have enough room to operate.
No, and one of the staples of Denver's offense is the short crossing pattern, and Seattle just totally took that away. I mean, they didn't let those guys breathe after they caught a catch, after they caught a ball. There were no lanes to run in. It was just an impressive textbook performance by a defense, and nobody can now look back and say that it isn't clear who the best team in the NFL was this year.
Andy, I'm watching that game, and I'm sitting there looking at Seattle, thinking that they should have been up much bigger than what they were early on in that football game. And I recall, I believe it was the second time they were down there in the red zone, they had the fourth and inches, and here they are, you know, they have beast mode, and they choose to go for the field goal as opposed to going for the first down. You know, I'm just watching that game, getting the sense that at some point the Denver Broncos were going to crack through and figure this thing out, but they never did. And so you have to give all of the credit to the Seattle Seahawks. Just your thoughts on how people are perceiving Peyton Manning, whether it was all his debacle, his fault, or if he's someone that was just overmatched like the rest of his team was.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, you certainly can't take away from the season that Peyton Manning had, the records that he broke, the career that he's put together. I mean, he has won a Super Bowl, and that certainly puts him in exclusive company. But it was clear that as proficient as that offense was all year and as dominant as Peyton Manning was against most defenses he faced, this was the match he couldn't conquer. He was clearly... You didn't hear many Omahas yelled out, and it was he was clearly uncomfortable at the line of scrimmage. And this is probably the best quarterback that's ever played the game at the line of scrimmage. He does more things at the line of scrimmage than any quarterback I have ever seen. And you know, the thing about Seattle is that their defense is so good, they don't have to be spectacular on offense. They just need to be smart and efficient on offense. And that's why their quarterback is the perfect quarterback for them, because he is not jazzy. He doesn't put up huge numbers, but he doesn't make mistakes, and he's smart, and he doesn't put that defense in a bad position. He puts that defense in a good position. So really, when you consider the big picture and how dominant that Seattle defense is, really they have the perfect supporting cast to make sure that defense is the difference in the game.
Thanks for your time. Don't be a stranger, Andy, to the show.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thanks for joining us. And remember, you can, for unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.